It's Thursday, May 3rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Myanmar military bombed the traditionally Christian northern Kachin state last month, sending thousands of villagers from their homes, reports Morningstar News. Pastor Mark Robinette, founder of Mission to Myanmar, told The Worldview that the Myanmar government has historically cracked down on independent groups in the country.
The Kachin people are nominally, they are name-only Christian people as a whole. That doesn't mean there are not a ton of Christians in that, but they are an ethnic group. That ethnic group, Christian or not, has had great conflicts with other groups within the country. They have been historically known to be people who are fighting for their own area, and this government is hard on anyone that does that.
Christians in the region have been offering aid to the displaced, but the government has restricted humanitarian access. Pastor Robinette said it is one of the hardest places to be a Christian. You can support Christians in Myanmar through their website, missiontomyanmar.com, which you can find in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The UK Supreme Court received an appeal this week by the Christian family-owned Asher's Baking Company of Northern Ireland after a lower court ruled the company was discriminatory and should be fined for not baking a cake with the slogan, quote, support gay marriage, end quote. Bakery manager Daniel MacArthur said the situation has been hard for the family, but, quote, we continue to trust daily in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, end quote. You can join over 23,000 people who have signed a petition to support Asher's Bakery, linked in our transcript. In God's sovereign plan, the work of the nations failed last week to pressure the country of El Salvador into legalizing the murder of unborn babies. Pro-abortion groups are calling it a, quote, terrible blow, end quote. The legislators of El Salvador refuse to even consider decriminalizing abortion, which is illegal in the country, despite pressure from the United Nations and other international organizations. Psalm 33, 10 through 11 says, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. The Boy Scouts of America announced yesterday that it is dropping the word boy from its name. The Boy Scouts, which includes kids from 10 to 17, will become Scouts BSA in 2019 and has already started to accept girls. This comes on the heels of the Boy Scouts' decision to lift their ban on leaders living sexually perverted lifestyles back in 2015. No wonder the Christian scouting program called Trail Life, founded in 2013, has attracted nearly 30,000 members and almost 750 troops across 48 states. Mark Hancock, the Trail Life CEO, said, quote, the danger in accommodating girls in the Boy Scouts is the further marginalization of boys' particular learning and development needs. This ongoing war on boyhood threatens society because boys are not developing into strong, capable men, end quote. If you have a son between first grade and 12th grade, visit the website traillifeusa.com for a Christ-honoring troop near you. Several U.S. House representatives and groups supporting atheism, agnosticism, and humanism announced the first Congressional Freethought Caucus this week. Their goal is to represent the growing population who do not affiliate with any religion. But Psalm 144, verse 15 says, blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Sadly, a military C-130 cargo plane with the Puerto Rican National Guard crashed yesterday onto a busy road outside of Savannah, Georgia, just after takeoff, killing 5 National Guard members. President Donald Trump called for prayer for the victims and their families. The Worldview reported on this Saturday's Freedom March in Washington, D.C., for men and women who formerly lived the homosexual lifestyle. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report featuring a brother in Christ Jesus who left that life of sin immediately following today's newscast. And finally, a project to digitize the Dead Sea Scrolls using advanced imaging technology recently uncovered new fragments invisible to the naked eye. The deciphered texts were identified with the books of Deuteronomy and Leviticus, as well as a fragment from the Great Psalm Scroll from Psalm 147. The psalm begins, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, May 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a World View special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. Ever wonder what's going on inside the heart of a man who has chosen to live the homosexual lifestyle? Brian Wheelock revealed his eventual inner turmoil.
For me, I struggled with homosexuality for about 10 years, and it was something that I really, really embraced. It'd be, a lot of people. I was with a lot of people, and I really felt that was the way that God, made me. I thought that was the way I was. I didn't have any indication or even thought that, this wasn't who I was at first, and really felt like, I didn't feel like I was choosing that life. Time went on as God began to speak to my heart and open my eyes to the truth. I began to become more miserable in that life, more depression was setting in and just being not satisfied. And the more I would be with more people and more people and more I'd embrace that life, I realized that there was something missing, and that, finally realizing that it was Christ, that it was the relationship with Christ.
Wheelock explained that it's important to share how Jesus sets us free, which is what the Freedom March this Saturday in Washington, D.C. is all about.
I think the most important thing, is that as Christians, once our eyes have been opened, that we have to have the strength to love others as God loves them, and to go out and tell them the truth and to show them the light, because we also want them to know Jesus. So as much as it's difficult to proclaim the truth sometimes, because a lot of people don't want to hear it, especially about this topic, but we know that Jesus, he desires them to also to follow him, to know the truth. It is a loving thing to do, to pursue and to reach out and to do things like this, where we are publicly going out and reaching out to that community. And just to do it with a loving, attitude is probably most important.
Interestingly, Wheelock said that we should not approach those living this lifestyle with a different approach from other sinners, saying the gospel applies to every sinner, no matter the kind of sin.
I think that, we need to be able to find ways to love and serve those in that community in some ways the same way that we do and treat anybody that we know that's not a believer. Because I think one of the challenges that we have is that, Jesus didn't go out and sit there and say, well, tell me what sin category do you fall into? Well, I'm going to treat you differently than this other group of sinners. He sat down at the table with the sinners. And I feel like that somehow Christians are putting a people that struggle with homosexuality, transgenderism, different things, are putting them in a different bucket, and that they needed to be treated differently as other sinners.
The former homosexual insisted that we need to look at how Jesus reached out and follow his example.
And I think that we're overthinking it is the first thing that we're doing, is that we need to go back to, as we look at the Bible, what did Jesus do? And he went out and he said, those of you that struggle with all of these things, so were such many of you, and now we've been released from that. As the verse that I use for my ministry and for being set free in the name of Jesus is John 8:36. If the Son makes you free, you'll be free indeed. And it doesn't say just free from homosexuality. It's free from anything that you're struggling with.
As Wheelock and his wife have been sharing his story, they've discovered that it has impacted those outside the homosexual world as well.
One of the things that my wife and I have been going out and giving more talks about my testimony, and people have been coming up to us and saying, this isn't just about you leaving the homosexual lifestyle. I'm struggling with such and such. Jesus gave me hope that I can break free from whatever it is when we follow Jesus.
Wheelock reminded Christians that these sins are just the tip of the iceberg.
Whatever person we're talking about that's in that lifestyle, the fact that they're struggling with anything, whether it's, like I said, homosexuality or something else, that's not their biggest problem. It's what we look at, the church in general, Christians in general, we look at that and go, oh, that person needs Christ because they're struggling with, homosexuality. That's just a symptom, a byproduct of what's going on in their heart. Like all of us, they're falling short of the glory of God, and it has manifested itself in whatever way.
Wheelock testified that the love of Jesus was what overwhelmed him and saved him from darkness. He encouraged Christian parents whose children might be struggling with his own story.
First of all, remember, the problem that your son or daughter is transgender, homosexual, is not their biggest problem at all. You need to stop almost idolizing that sin. They don't know Christ, period. Be loving and witness to them in a loving way to the glory of God and watch what God can do. But stop bashing them for being gay or whatever and think that you're going to win their heart over by showing them how wrong they are. I said, look at them differently, because that's not the way Jesus got through my heart, by showing me how wrong it was. It was the love. It was the love of Jesus. It was the love of the Holy Spirit showing and guiding me. And then as I began to start to go to church, it was the love of other believers coming alongside me, not those people that were sitting there and hitting me over the head with a Bible verse about why homosexuality is wrong.
Romans 2:4 is that powerful reminder that the goodness of God brings men to repentance. It asks, or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? Wheelock testified that Christians are often in sticky places, like the Christian bakers asked to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding. He says we need to pray and fast about what God wants us to do in each situation.
I've been in that situation personally myself, with my wife and I being invited to a very, very dear friend's wedding when it was going to be a gay couple getting married, and about where do we stand on this. It's so easy to talk about it when it's somebody else and give them advice, but suddenly when it was us, we were like, oh, whoa, wait a minute, we really got to figure this out. It really, for us, came down to asking the Lord, Jesus, how should I handle this? Lord, what should I do? Praying specifically, seeking out friends, godly advice, our pastor's advice, those kinds of things.
Wheelock said that the core of the conversation should be about the importance of having an identity in Christ Jesus, not in one's sexual orientation.
People have asked me that. They have said, did you, once you stopped dating men and going out and being with them, did you consider yourself straight or even now? Those kinds of questions. And I said, you know what? You have to stop asking your people, or asking me, is it equal the opposite of, gay, straight? I said, you know what? For me, it was about renewing my identity in Christ. That's where Jesus brought me.
Wheelock reminded every listener of the tenderness of Jesus when you come to him in brokenness, knowing that he will give you rest.
And I think what's amazing is that when I let Jesus come into my heart, and when people can do that and stop worrying about, I'm trying to figure out where I fall and I still have these same-sex attractions, to not worry about that, to let themselves be calm and getting to know Jesus and letting him into their life. Because when he regenerates your heart, when he shows you the truth will set you free, and it will take time, and God is faithful to us and to his people. And I just truly believe that if there's anybody that's struggling right now, they just need to yield to Jesus and to what he's calling them to, and to trust him. He's a loving God. He's not going to lead them down a path that he isn't going to walk alongside closely with his arm around them.
Wheelock said that it's exciting that we can come together and celebrate how Jesus has set us free from our sin. He said that he wants to celebrate other brothers and sisters walking in the light. John 8:36 reminds each one of us who was bound in chains, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Wheelock said that this is a spiritual battle, and we need to fight back with spiritual weapons. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. If you'd like to get in touch with Brian Wheelock, email him at freeindeed111@gmail.com. freeindeed111@gmail.com. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.